This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey's defense ministry says at least 13 people were killed in a car bombing near a market Saturday in the northern Syrian border town of Tal Abyad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, or the YPG, the Kurdish component of the Syrian Democratic Forces. The ministry also called on world leaders to take a stand against the YPG, describing it as a cruel terror organization. Turkey has designated the YPG a terrorist group, but the U.S. considers it a key ally in the ongoing fight against the Islamic State group. Ankara seized control of Tal Abyad last month after the Turkish military and its allied Syrian militia launched a military incursion into northeastern Syria following U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from the region. Hong Kong riot police continued to be out in force Saturday evening as protesters set barricades on fire following a day of mass protest across the city. Thousands of black-clad masked protesters defied a police ban and streamed into Hong Kong's central shopping district for another rally demanding a meaningful autonomy after Beijing had indicated it could tighten its grip on the territory. Scores of protesters occupied streets at the upscale Causeway Bay shopping area Saturday, chanting pro-democracy slogans. Another big crowd converged at the nearby Victoria Park. Riot police conducted searches and issued warnings that the rally was illegal and protesters were violating a government ban on masks. The protests began in June over a now-shelved law that would allow extraditions to mainland China. They have since swelled into pro-democracy movements. This is VOA News. Security forces killed a protester and wounded 91 others in Baghdad Saturday as tens of thousands of Iraqis gathered in mass anti-government protests in the capital and blocked roads leading to a major port. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
The protests that have swept Iraq for weeks are now the largest to hit that country since the era of Saddam Hussein. On Saturday, thousands blocked every road leading into the country's main seaport on the Gulf. Daylight demonstrations have been largely peaceful. Violence happens as the sun goes down. Overnight, security forces used live ammunition. More than 250 people have died since the protests began.
That's Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters. Tens of thousands of Islamists held a rally in the heart of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, Saturday, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Imran Khan. They arrived in a convoy 2 days ago, led by firebrand cleric Maulana Fazlur Rahman, who heads the Jamaat-e-Ulema-i Islam party. During the rally late Saturday, Rahman described Pakistan's government as illegitimate and promised continuous struggle against it. Rahman has given Prime Minister Imran Khan until Sunday night to resign over the country's economic hardships. Khan says he will not bow to pressure. Numerous wildfires continue to burn across California. Most are contained, but the devastation and emotional toll on residents and first responders remains high. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Crews are battling the Maria Fire northwest of L.A., one of the last significant wildfires to hit the state this season, says CAL FIRE's Scott McClain.
It has burned over 9,400 acres of grass and brush in difficult terrain, and it is 20% contained, so that's some good news.
In L.A., actor Matthew McConaughey helped cook and deliver barbecue to first responders on Friday.
We're here to help out. And hopefully next year we can come back and say thank you to these first responders. Maybe there won't be another fire then.
Meanwhile, California's largest wildfire, the Kincaid Fire just north of San Francisco, which burned more than 77,000 acres, is 72% contained. And most of the more than 180,000 evacuees are able to return, according to CAL FIRE. I'm Julie Walker.
And tens of thousands of baseball fans crammed into downtown Washington to celebrate the Nationals' World Series victory Saturday. Washington beat the Houston Astros 4-3 to win the city's first World Series title since 1924. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.